Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning. This morning, I'm going to share some information about a resource that I recently learned about from Kansas State University, and it is called Technical Assistance to Brownfields. So it's actually a national program funded by U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Kansas State University has EPA regions 5, 6, 7, and 8, which really are 21 states throughout the United States, kind of in the Midwestern region. So people may be asking, what is a brownfield? Brownfield is real property of which the expansion, redevelopment, or reuse may be complicated by the presence or potential presence of a hazardous substance, pollutant, or contaminant. So again, I recently learned about this program through working with Osage County, kind of in community development. And we had a staff member from TAB, Technical Assistance to Brownfields, speak to a number of municipalities in Osage County. And then most recently, I had them present to a small group here in Franklin County as well. But I wanted to share this this morning because I think that this is a resource that most people probably don't know about. And if you are a business owner, you are on a city council, you're on a municipality, I think it's a good resource. So a little bit more about TAB, or Technical Assistance to Brownfields, for communities. They actually offer free assistance with brownfields redevelopment planning, environmental, economic development, and expertise. They really tailor it to specific community needs. And it's usually coordinated through the city, tribal, or nonprofit brownfield project manager. The communities are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. It really does depend on the staff and the funding, the availability, and there is no application process. We just contact them. So some of the services they provide, they help to identify and inventory brownfields in your community. They help with strategic planning and redevelopment visioning. Also economic feasibility analysis, educational workshops and webinars. They do community outreach as well as help identify funding sources. They help to review grant applications. They also help find and evaluate environmental consultants. So again, it's just technical assistance, and provide fact sheets and information and other assistance as needed and agreed upon as well. So the process is they identify brownfields and then help you prioritize. And so again, working with Osage County, there's a number of communities that are interested in this project and they've identified their brownfields, but they really need to prioritize that. And really need to think about how do I tie this brownfield to redevelopment goals or planning. So naturally we might think about Main Street, which of course qualifies for this, but there may be other sites within a community. They do some investigation and they do environmental site assessments, and that's also done in conjunction with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. Help out with cleanup if necessary, and then also help with redevelopment. So again, this is a really good resource that is available. They have shared a number of scenarios where they've worked with different communities and to help them with their developing a plan and a vision. They provide some community engagement activities, help with redevelopment planning. And so again, I really just think this is a resource that's probably underutilized, and one that's available through Kansas State University. So if anyone has any questions today, they can certainly call me at our Ottawa office at 785-229-3520.
We'll tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Meridian's Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, Caitlin Barthol.